Shana Tova, and now that Rosh Hashanah is already behind us, it's time to start thinking about Yom Kippur. Obviously, the main mitzvah of the day for Yom Kippur is the mitzvah of fasting, and we'll touch on some of those themes, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the coming days. But I want to think today about one of the categories of people who don't fast. We know that in cases of Pikuach Nefesh, where there's a danger to life, there's an exemption from fasting. We'll talk perhaps on another occasion about exactly how that should be applied. But one of the areas of discussion is with regard to a yoledet, a woman who's just given birth. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Zayin, based on the Rishon, this isn't actually discussed in the Gemara, but based on the Rishonim, makes a distinction between a woman who's within 3 days of giving birth, a woman who's between 3 days from giving birth and 7 days from giving birth, and a woman who gave birth more than 7 days ago. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a woman who's within 3 days of giving birth, she shouldn't fast on Yom Kippur. So if she says that, the Mishnah Berurah says that if she says that actually she's feeling fine and she feels that she can fast, then we still don't let her fast. But in that case, we give her to eat pachot pachot mikashil, meaning very small amounts of food. So there wouldn't be a chiyuv karet, even if she wasn't supposed to eat. Even if she wasn't supposed to eat. And the implication is that if she feels weak and that she does feel that she shouldn't be fasting, then she can eat in normal quantities. But the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who are machmir, that those who strict, who say that even in those cases, she should eat pachot, pachot, and kshir, eat and drink only in very small quantities at a time. And I have to say, it seems from my experience that that would be a normal psak to give, because it shouldn't be necessary for a woman who's given birth a few days ago to wolf down, you know, a whole meal or a whole bottle of water in one go. She might need to be hydrated, she might need to get some energy, but it's not urgent that it's done immediately, certainly if it's managed well. And, you know, she gave birth on Erev Yom Kippur, so she needs to eat, or at least drink, on Yom Kippur itself. So as long as she, you know, has a regular intake of liquid over the course of the day, it shouldn't actually be necessary for her to drink large amounts in one go. What if it's between 3 days and 7 days? In that case, the Shulchan Aruch says that if she says Tricha Ani, that she needs to eat, then we allow her to eat. In that case, it should definitely be Pachot Pachot Mikshir, small amounts at a time. There's no reason why she should have larger amounts. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking here about a case where the doctors or others have said that, you know, they think she's fine, she doesn't need to eat. She feels that she does need to eat. So her own feelings trump the advice of the doctor, but we'll only let her eat pachot pachot mikashir. Mishnah Berurah thinks that if nobody's saying that she should eat, and she's not saying that she shouldn't eat, she's unsure about it, then in that case, we would definitely allow her to eat, even though she hasn't said she needs to. Seeing she hasn't said she doesn't need to, we would encourage her to eat. There's a machloket in the Rishonim about how we measure these 3 days or these 7 days. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Trumat Hadeshen, who says that we don't measure it in days of 24 hours, but we measure it in terms of weekdays. So she gives birth on Wednesday afternoon, 5 minutes before Shkia. So then Wednesday is counted as one day. Thursday is counted as the second day. Friday is counted as the third day. And then if Yom Kippur were to be on the Shabbat, then Shabbat would already be counted as the fourth day. So even though it's only just over 48 hours since she gave birth, she would have the status of being a woman who's more than 3 days since she gave birth. That, of course, is quite strict. The Mishnah Berurah However, says that there are poskim who disagree with this and say that we should count 24-hour periods, and therefore this year Yom Kippur is on a Wednesday. So if she gave birth on late Sunday afternoon, so then Monday would be the first day, Tuesday would be the second day. When Yom Kippur comes in, it should only be 48 hours into the fast, and therefore she can carry on eating through Yom Kippur till almost the end of Yom Kippur, and that's a valid halachic shita. But there's a little in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a little note written in, certainly in my edition, at the bottom there, saying that if the 72 hours end, you know, just an hour or two into the fast, so then she shouldn't eat food or drink for the first hour or two into the fast, because there's no need to. She's eaten and drunk till the fast came in, and then so fine, she doesn't, you know, for hours 71, 72, she doesn't eat or drink anything. There's no need, no reason why she should need to eat or drink anything. So essentially, we would say that after, certainly within 3 days of giving birth, that a woman shouldn't fast. She should eat pachot pachot mikashir. And beyond that, depends on how she's feeling, whether she thinks she needs to fast, whether the medical advice is that she needs to fast. It should also be added that we're not taking into consideration here the fact that she might be nursing. If she's nursing, our starting point, the halakha says that a nursing woman does have to fast on Yom Kippur. But there can be certain circumstances where if the baby's exclusively nursing and she's worried about her milk supply drying up, then we might be makel, and those cases should be addressed to a rav, who'll also take medical advice about this and come up with an appropriate psak. Ad kan.